How you doing today?
I'm good, Shane. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, we had a really great discussion last week regarding the Gamma ink viscosity and pH control system last week. So we thought we'd take a few minutes to sit down and answer some follow-up questions. And I thought this would be a perfect forum for you and I to get together and then share your responses with our colleagues and customers as alike. So it really was a great discussion. It kind of started off talking about, why are customers looking for ways to improve their processes? And so how do you think the workforce skill set that our customers are faced with today is affecting to the manufacturing environment?
Well, Shane, I think what we've seen are a lot of skilled press operators, pressmen, have been retiring and are being replaced with younger people that don't have the experience or necessarily the skill set to operate the press and understand all the nuances of it. So most companies are looking at automating as many functions within the printing operation as they possibly can. Plus, also, it seems like there are less people available on the presses where it used to be, you might have three people on a printing press. Now it's one or two. So there are so many things that they need to do, and the use of automation will allow them to really focus on the most important aspects of the printing process.
Sure, like running the press. They and
Right.
things that can fall will tend to fall down on that priority list of all the things the operators have to do. So, but when it comes to printing ink, what technology is available out there for automating that process, managing the ink?
Well, good question. They, for years there have been viscosity control systems have been available that have been used for controlling just the viscosity of the ink, but viscosity is only one aspect of it. Today,
Yeah.
we not only have viscosity control, but we also have, in the case of water-based inks, pH control. And we have temperature control as well. All three elements are extremely important to keeping the ink managed and performing consistently so that the customers get the proper consistent color and print quality.
Yeah, you kind of segued into my next question is, why is it so important to maintain the ink in the optimum viscosity and temperature range? I mean, what benefits does that give the Flexo printer?
Well, there's a number of benefits from cost benefits. There's been studies that have been done that just 4 seconds in increased viscosity can mean as much as 25% more ink consumption. So that's one part of it, is the cost and the consumption of the ink. But the other part of it as well is color consistency. So if you maintain your viscosity, you're going to get more consistent color throughout the entire run. And then if you maintain your pH and your temperature, the ink's going to flow more effectively, and you're going to see cleaner, crisper, more consistent, high-quality print.
Gosh, so from a quality standpoint, as well as a optimization of ink consumption standpoint, it sounds like it's a pretty critical aspect there.
Well,
So,
yep. Let me elaborate a little bit.
yeah.
Water-based inks, temperature has a big impact on the evaporation of the amines, which controls the pH level of the ink. And as the amines evaporate, the pH level drops, and then the viscosity tends to increase. With solvent-based inks are probably more susceptible to viscosity changes due to temperature. As the temperature increases, more solvent evaporates and the viscosity fluctuates more readily.
Understood. That's great. So if this is so important, why isn't everybody using an automated ink conditioning system?
Well, I think we're seeing the majority of new presses being outfitted with automated ink conditioning systems, but I think there's two reasons why people have hesitated to utilize them for existing presses. One is the upfront cost involved in purchasing the system, and it's hard to put hard, fast numbers on ink consumption and savings. It's really something that is hard to put a number on. But the other part of it too is that the old systems, which utilized older technology, like a dropping object that would drop through the ink to measure viscosity, they were somewhat cumbersome, very maintenance oriented, and the press operators would have a difficult time operating them if they didn't maintain them properly. But the new systems that use vibration technology are very easy, very consistent, and really require very, very little maintenance.
Excellent. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I know press operators' favorite job is not cleaning items to use on their press. So if we can eliminate part of their cleaning duties, I'm sure that would go a long way. So you mentioned something about vibration technology. So is there technology currently available that addresses all of those issues with the previously available technology in the marketplace?
Well, there is, and you know, the company that we represent, Gamma, out of Milan, Italy, utilizes the, you know, they've been in the business nearly 30 years manufacturing viscosity control systems for both solvent-based and water-based inks, both Flexo and gravure presses. They currently manufacture a system that utilizes vibration technology. It's basically a little disc on the end of a spindle. The ink flows through the cavity that this disc is in that vibrates. And what happens is the disc will measure the resistance to vibration, and that measures the viscosity very, very accurately. So there's nothing dropping through the ink, nothing moving, nothing really to clean. When you do the wash up on the press, it also washes up the inside of the cavity and that vibrating disc. Then there is also, in the case of water-based inks, there's a independent separate pH probe that measures pH separately from viscosity. So you can monitor and adjust those independently, which will save you money on a means that will modify the pH level. And the other part to that too is a temperature control system, which is basically a heat exchanger that is tied to a chiller that allows chilled water to run through this heat exchanger in addition to the ink running through it to keep your ink temperature at a very, very tight tolerance, typically in about the 3 to 4 degree tolerance, so that your temperature is consistent over the entire length of the run, which will help you with your pH control, which helps you with your viscosity control. Same can be used for a solvent-based system as well.
That's great. Well, thanks so much, John. And if anyone listening out there would like to learn more, look us up at www.binghamflexoservices.com. Thank you. And thank you, John.
You're welcome, Shane. All right.